Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all.
Drop on by.
Is an hour and a half. So much to talk about tonight. So much of letting Sam McCall on. I just feel the need to say that. Okay, I'm going to bring Terry on, then I'm going to bring Allie on. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what are you up to?
I'm meeting the rest of the peanut brittle.
Oh, cool. So, it's all gone?
Yeah, it's almost all gone. Yeah.
You are such a bad person. No, I'm kidding. People see not. All right, I'm going to bring Allie on, too. Hey, Al, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry.
Oh, God, no, what did you do?
Stalky,
the reason... Dallas, the reason why it's 2 hours because I'm living on 3 hours of sleep, and someone can say that I'm a little crabby today. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say you're crabby today, did I?
No, it wasn't you. It was my mother. She was nice enough to bring me Jack in the Box hamburger, so now I'm not starved. And, let's see, has anyone watched the Metrical stuff yet? I'm savoring it. I'm, like, in the savoring, like, mood of...
Oh, yeah, I've 3 times.
Oh, cool. I almost said, did you like it, but that's, like, not, Yeah, well, I mean, I love the Metro Club. That was, like, one of my favorite scenes.
Say, no, I didn't like it, Doofus. I loved it.
Damn it.
Okay, what's on, Tia?
Making a big mess of peanut brittle.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Peanut brittle.
Yeah, I'm eating peanut brittle right now.
Oh, so how was everyone's Christmas? Allie was working. I feel so sorry for Allie to work on Christmas because,
Well,
that's not bad. We had a really good Christmas. It was my brother, his wife, the kids, and my mom and me. My dad and grandma got sick, so they didn't get to go. So, which was good and bad, but then today I found out the best news of all people.
What?
I found out that my sister-in-law is having a baby girl. And I just want to say on record, I knew the day she told me that she was pregnant, I said, you're going to have a girl. And she goes, how did you know? I'm like, I just know. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited that I want to go and buy baby stuff.
Steph is asking why it's only an hour, not two.
Because I'm tired.
Yeah. You know, I'm really tired because I went to bed at like 6 o'clock in the morning, like on the 25th. I mean, you know, and then all of a sudden I get woken up by Guitar Hero. Like 3 hours later. Shoo. Because she got that for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hearing it's like, I just like fallen asleep. All of a sudden I hear this, like, concert, like I'm in a concert, so fucking loud. I was like, oh, my gosh, Lexi, jeez. And then I didn't want to get up. I was too lazy to get out of bed, and I tried to put the pillow over my head. But I texted my other niece. She was coming home, and I go, oh, my gosh, I got woken up to Guitar Hero. It's so loud. And so she turned it down when she got in, so I was able to go back to sleep.
You know, but I mean... You know, I mean, that's the thing
like,
about
I'm really tired.
Kids.
I'm catching up on, like, only a couple hours sleep these days.
Well, yeah, and then I got woken up Christmas morning, but I'm not complaining. At 9 o'clock in the morning, when I did not mind. What?
That was me. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay. I mean, like I told you, if it was anyone else, your ass would be grass.
Up and I was half awake and half asleep.
I know. It was like Lexi, could you just waited for like a couple of hours, I guess, and no. Lexi could not wait. It would have been really nice if Lexi could have waited. And then what time did you go to bed this morning,
like
Joey?
6 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't
yeah,
sleep.
Me too.
I think I'd have been till 6. And then about a few hours later, I felt like I just went to sleep and then get woken up by that. So.
What were you
and
saying?
I didn't get up till like noon. And then on top of that, her friends come over. And that Guitar Hero was going on from morning until afternoon.
Oh my gosh.
All of her friends are coming over on the street doing the same thing.
I was saying, Carly, I should just call you one morning whenever I'm getting up and getting ready for work.
Okay. I was like...
So I'll call Carly in the morning. She could, yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, but see, it would be 7 a.m. here, but it would be like 4 in the morning there.
Yeah, okay. I was still up at 4 because I was watching Z8, and I'm like, I gotta go to sleep. I'm tired. I gotta go to sleep. And I thought, okay, but then I thought, oh, I can go to the grocery store this morning, but I'm going to do that tomorrow morning. But I was just thinking of people, like, waking on, like, I'm like, so this feels like a feel drunk, like really drunk. Because I think when people feel really, really tired, it's almost like feeling drunk.
Pretty much. That's why sometimes,
yeah.
Carly, when you text me, I don't answer you because I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're drunk. Because when I used to work in Las Vegas a long time ago, I used to do the merchandising, and we have to go to Vegas for the weekend As people are getting off work, we're starting work at like 6 o'clock at night to like 6 in the morning. I remember one time we worked straight for 16 hours straight. Well, maybe like a half an hour break. We went to eat. I was laughing so hard. I felt like I was drunk. I was delusional because you're so freaking tired, you know?
Yeah. I think it's funny because like one time I went and I woke up the next morning and I'm like checking my phone and there's messages from Carly. And I was like, I sent her a text as soon as I got them and I'm like, I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Yes. I totally forget about that. Wait, you only an hour, right? Or 2 hours? Oh, gosh. What was I going to tell you guys? Okay, I feel sorry for who's up in the snow in New York and everything.
Yeah.
Because people must be, hi, Cindy.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
I guess
good.
Good.
No, we are tired, but good.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
I'm happy that I'm tomorrow off.
Oh, well, that's cool. You needed it.
7 days straight, I do not want to be able to have to wake up early.
Well, okay, here's what you do. Have your alarm clock, if you have one, like, face the other way, and turn off your cell phone, and, yeah.
I don't want to sleep that way, though. I have cleaning to do. I got to take down my Christmas tree.
Does anybody know when the ratings come out for, even though they don't matter?
It's on Wednesday or Thursday of this week, I believe.
I'm just curious.
I'm curious too.
Yeah.
Hello, girls. The ratings are out.
Are they for Thursday?
Yeah, they're on RTN.
What for last Thursday or Friday, or is that for previous week?
I don't know. I just saw ratings. I usually just pass by them, you know, because I don't really care.
I'm gonna go check.
I'm really happy because my sister-in-law, they went to find out what the baby was today.
Oh,
and
right.
So
they had the sonogram, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little girl. Even though I feel sorry for my two nephews. My brother's son has three sisters. And then my sister's little boy is our only kid for right now, and he wanted this to be a little boy cousin.
Oh, okay.
I go, you guys still have each other, I mean, because they're like a year apart. But, you know, I was just so happy because I was right, because the moment he told me, I said, you don't have any girl. And she goes, you don't know that. I'm like, I know, I feel it. And today she texted me, you're right. What?
I don't know what this means, but I'm on RTN. It says something for Alexis fans, not much, but you will get some insight into how Alexis feels about what happened with Rick and Sam when she lends a sympathetic ear to Sunny after the story of Bronte's baby surfaces. So Rick and Sam, huh? About, okay, well, I guess Alexis never... has dealt with that either, has she?
Oh, well, no, she hasn't. And for the idiots to say that, Alexis has totally forgiven Sam, they was really not, you know, they really didn't talk about it.
And Maya, it says here, is getting a terminal illness. Well.
Oh, no, please.
Well, those are coming from the DDs, though. We really don't want to believe those kind of spoilers, though.
So.
I'm just looking to see if there's any the ratings out, but I can't see them yet.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
And it says here, Sam learned something that could affect her future with Jason. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. My mom gave me the Soap Opera Digest magazine because, you know, she gets it on her work. And so it's the one with the Sam, Elizabeth, Sam, and Jason. Okay, I have looked in every nude and cranny of the magazine today, figuring out about Laylon and whatever, but no. Okay, all it says about the 2011 previews about Jane Sam is the same shit that they have been saying since Jane Sam started, but about how Sam and Jason are getting a big story. Okay, they've been saying that for, what, 2 years lately? Okay.
I found the ratings.
Yeah, I found
okay.
two. Yeah, they're like...
they don't have 5 weeks. They have the week of December 6th and the 10th.
I found the ones through December 13th to the 17th.
Where?
Yeah, on RTN in the spoiler section, the first page.
Yeah, that's not ratings at a glance.
Well, it's in the what do you call it? RTN. Yeah, in the spoiler section, it's dated today. The spoiler for today, the spoiler gab, December 27th. And it's in the first page. Yeah, and it's the ratings for, like, the week of December 13th to the 17th.
Okay. Hold on, I'm getting there.
General Hospital is number 4.
Pain 18.
Like, 7,000, that's
eight.
It. But they're, the household rating, they're the bottom. They are at the bottom. They are so at the bottom. Oh, my. What are the ratings? What's the ratings if they say that counts? Women 18 to 49 or is it women 18 to
34?
18 to 49. Oh, well, they are number 2 with a 1.2. That is nothing. 1.2. Well.
You know.
Ooh,
they're number
overall
4.
Households, overall day to day. 1.9 Monday, 1.8 Tuesday, Wednesday 1.9, Thursday 1.9, and Friday 1.7.
Okay, but that wasn't the big, the same thing of last week. It was the week before. Wait, which week is this fall?
Days of Our Lives is doing a lot better than on a day-to-day.
Days is really good.
What about
hey.
One Life to Live is doing a little bit better.
Hey, bitch.
Trying to hit girls 12 to 17. They're definitely getting them up there.
I know. I know, aren't they? Look at that.
They can't buy anything, though.
I know. You know, General Hospital is the product, and we ain't buying it, you know, so we ain't tuning in, so... We're not buying this crap that they're giving us. It's like,
yeah, we are. Oh, I talked to Bridget earlier. She was on Facebook and she's skiing and having fun, and she probably will be back for one day, so.
It's fun when RTN and all these others, they were all like a bunch of threads. Now there's only like two or three threads.
Yeah, on RTN,
like
four threads
a day or something.
Nine is actually good for the show. I agree.
Yeah.
This show sucks so much. I need a new
You know, yeah. You know, Gates of a Life, though, you guys, has been so good lately. I mean, I haven't watched today, so does anyone know if Hope and Bo made it to Salem yet?
Bo and Hope were on today. Sierra, they were doing the tree today.
Oh, yay.
Oh, and Sammy, EJ, Nicole, Brady were on, and Gabby, Will, and everybody, and Victor, Maggie. Well, they weren't on together, but they were on.
I love Victor and Maggie.
Maggie's getting on my last nerve. Now, she can't get, why don't she just admit that she has
Yeah, I agree with you.
But you see, she feels guilty over Mickey. I guess she feels that, she has to stay, clean for him or maybe not clean, but, pure for him or something. Because she feels like that. Like, she's going to betray him by having feelings for Victor. So, get over it. Mickey is dead and gone. You have to live life, so go with Victor, because Victor makes me laugh. I love Victor.
Yeah.
He cracks me
and
up.
You know what, dude? Came and fell in love with Victor the day Mickey died. No, it's been an ongoing thing. It's, Mickey's been dead for like a year or two.
Well, get over it, You got to go with
Who
are still alive. Mickey is dead and gone.
Yeah. I was enjoying seeing Bo and Hope at the cabin. I thought it was funny when Melody and Philip were, making love, and I was just about to do it, and he puts music on, and they go, we interrupt this breaking news to say that Bo and Hope, they're the ABB, and the look on their face is like, what? And I'm like thinking, now you guys get to see what we go through when they're stupid breaking news. I was being funny, but I'm like, wow, they break in on the radio. I don't listen to the radio that much, but so did you guys find, you guys didn't find the ratings for this week yet, huh?
No, they probably won't come out until.
Whose ratings was that I saw? See, like I said, I usually just skim by.
December something to the 17th. I've gotten out of there. So next Friday is is a liaison day from a repeat. So
I don't see anything about them at all. Now, I went through my entire cable guide. It doesn't say anything about Jason learning that he's the father in the elevator scene.
Well, maybe.
They never put on the TV thing like that. It's next Friday.
I'm telling you, you mean this next Friday or this coming Friday? Why
this
are they going to wait all the way another week?
Because that was the end of the Metro hostess, as the bomb goes off, and Jason and Liz just, in the other they're doing nothing.
I know, I understand about the scene, but from what I was reading up until this coming Friday, I don't see anything about Jason and Elizabeth. I didn't see that. I went through the entire cable guide for each day. You know.
Well, the cable guide usually is
up the scenes for the day that's going to be showing, and the elevator scene will be in there.
Hmm. Oh, look at this, showing some pictures of the crash.
Really?
It appears to have suffered a broken leg, it looks like. And Christina's friend Taylor comforts Christina after the crash. But doesn't Ethan become involved in that, I'm hoping?
Yep.
Oh, and January 6th,
Ryan.
Jason shares a tender moment with Jake as Sam looks
on.
God, that'll be interesting. Just to see Jake and Jason.
Yeah, I know.
Finally, after 2 years, is awesome.
Yep.
So mark your calendar, January 5th, which is next week, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, I went over to you know who's show.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna tell you. Yeah.
They
so, took
it off.
I know. I mean,
so what? What?
They took. Okay, we remember last week when I was.
I know. Oh, there's a repeat episode January 19th, too.
Mm.
Yeah, but what?
It doesn't say
why they are repeating. Why do they repeat?
Episode. And then January 17th, Carly and Sam argue about Allie. That'll be interesting.
Ooh, Sam. Carly, knock Sam to Kingdom Come, please.
It says here Sam, on January 21st, Sam is not impressed by Carly's threats, refusing to intervene with Abby.
Oh, well, you know what, Sam? You better get scared because I'm bad.
Oh, listen here. Jason warns Liz of his suspicions regarding Siobhan, recommending that he might want her kept at a distance from her boys. When Liz lays down the law with Lucky, he has a demand of his own. Ooh, shoot. Okay. I don't know when that happening sometime next month.
All I can say is
it's nice to see spoilers where Liz and Jason are both in the same spoiler together.
I like it that, you know, these Jason fans are wanting to kill. Oh my God, they took off. Well, I said they deleted the whole show because what I said, God, they are so scared. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Foster, you go. Oh my God.
Oh, Bridget is in the room, you guys. Hi, Bridget. Did you have a quiet Christmas, Sully, or was it non-quiet, or was it, was
I had
you
a
Christmas?
Very nice, I had a very nice Christmas, went over to my daughter's, and my sister and I both went, and, you know, it was just the family, and we watched my grandson open his toy, you know, open his gifts and stuff, and we ate dinner. You know, it was very nice. It was very nice.
Well, yeah, we had that prime rib, and I'm telling you, that was, like, one of the best prime ribs we've ever eaten. And then we had pumpkin pie, and I'm thinking, pumpkin pie, I mean, I was going to be good, but then I'm like, no, I want a piece. And that pumpkin pie, even, it was from Costco. Oh, my God, it was really good. And it only took us, it usually takes us like 2 hours, 3 hours to open presents. Well, we did it in a record this year. We did it like in 45 minutes. We were all done. And that's like a record because no one really went overboard this year or anything. But, you know, it was kind of, you know, nice. not, you know, because usually when there's all of us, it just takes like 3 hours to open everything.
Wow.
And, you know, I was an idiot because I didn't take any of the prime rib home. But at least I feel better than someone else because they didn't take any of the little Christmas dinner things home either. So, yes.
Yeah, we didn't have any leftovers this time.
Wow.
Not about Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
What was I going? Hey, Blizzard.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of people.
I know.
Notice that just now.
Yeah, so, I loved Ryan all last week, but, you know, is Victor really going to sing that much? I mean, you know, I hope he is, but I don't think he's going to be like, but, you know, all nice all the time. I mean,
Victor's not changing. Victor's not changing.
No.
I don't think we actually want Victor to change. You know, there has to be at least one bastard on the soap, and he's with
Y&R.
I like what
I don't really want him to change. You know, he's the guy you just love to hate. You know what I mean? He's so good at what he does, and that part of being, you know, Scrooge-like, I thought was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very good. So
yeah, and it was also really good with the day after when they had, from 2007 or 2008.
Michael,
yeah.
That was from 2008. Yeah, well, I love Michael. I love him. He's such a good actor.
Oh yeah, he's really good.
Mhm. What is all this? Sound like I'm in the jungle or something. What is all these sounds? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, what is all? Terry? Brizzy is on Brizzy gets said, going to try and call on my friend's laptop. She has Skype. See if it works with that. Okay, cool.
You can't Skype because with your new switchboard,
yeah,
there's a little thing.
So, Skype doesn't work anymore?
No, it'll work.
Okay, well,
it'll work.
Good, we got a new switchboard, people, because I upgraded to the premium package. Well, because it's either that or you get the free service, but you don't get the prime time hours, which is, like, really dumb, but.
And also they was going to stop having the longer shows. You was only going to be able to do 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Oh.
Then
why
bother?
Yeah.
What is 30 minutes? That makes no sense.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah.
It was crap.
Yeah, so, I mean, with this, even though I only scheduled it for an hour today, it's nice to know that you do have that two-hour window whenever you want it. That is, like, the nice thing about this.
Oh my God, ask you, Carly, whatever happened to your website you were going to start? Whatever happened with that? That fell by the wayside?
No, it hasn't. I'm getting someone to fix it because there is so much going on with, like, the website itself that someone is fixing it for me. No, I mean, that website is very important to me, but I just wanted to look, like, better. Jerry, did you mute yourself again?
What?
Okay, I was making sure you didn't mute yourself like you did last
week.
Yeah,
I did. I was doing something, and I muted you guys. Well, I don't. People probably are tired of hearing that bathrooms flushing and sinks roaring and stuff.
I find you funny. I find you funny.
That's all part of you, Tim.
Okay. What?
That's all part of you.
Yeah, I know, huh? Answer the damn call, Carly. Oh.
Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying.
Oh,
dear,
God. Keep it on hold.
I did. Brenda, you're on.
Yes, I'm driving along.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting on the answer in there, Carly.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
That's all right.
Hey, how was skiing? How was the skiing? Was there a lot of snow?
Hey, we're coming home early because we're supposed to get a bad storm, so we didn't want to get caught in it.
Wow, yeah.
So
we're out
skiing, but that's okay. I'm so sore I can barely walk, so that's okay.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, because I feel so sorry for people like in New York and everything because
I know. I
it looks like
back in New York, they really got it bad. They got it bad. My nephew couldn't even go to work today. It was that bad, you know.
The roads
wow.
are great, but we just didn't want to be stuck in it because it's supposed to come in tomorrow, and we weren't leaving till Wednesday morning. So yeah, that's all right. I got my 2 days of skiing in. That's all the good.
So good.
And,
as long as you had a good time.
No broken
bones.
No broken bones.
Oh, that's good.
1 year, my one friend, she's laughing at me. She broke her arm 1 year, so she's very happy.
Wow. Well, breaking things is not fun.
No.
About
it.
Well, no, we were looking for the ratings from last week, but they haven't came in yet.
They're on RTN.
That's what I told them. They're
on our
channel.
They put them up today or yesterday.
Right.
And they had 1.9s and a 1.7 for Friday, I think. Let me look at this up again.
Okay, Friday was.
And the 3 days they got a 1.9 was no Sam days, so that was great.
You love it.
You know, I wish they would get a 0.1 the day Sam's on this, you know, just because I thought that would be funny if it's like a 0.0001 for her.
Okay.
And now, next week,
okay.
Abby.
They got a 1.9 Monday, a 1.8 Tuesday, a 1.9 Wednesday, a 1.9 Thursday, and a 1.7 on Friday.
Oh.
And that was from December 13th through the 17th. This week is what we're going to look at because of the MetroCourt. This week and next week are both MetroCourt episodes.
Well, I mean, you know, being all those will be repeats, you know, how high you think the ratings will be. You know, a lot of people might not tune in. Huh?
I said I'm hoping to God it's going to be a 2.0.
I don't know if this counts, but I recorded on the ABC one, and I recorded it on the 7NET one thinking maybe that would have helped. I don't know if it did, but I'm, you know, and I made my grandma record it too. Because I just wanted the rating to count. I mean, because I think it's going to bring in a really high rating.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I was going to watch it last night, but I was tired, but on my TV, I have it on the green. A green said never delete, so I did not want to delete it. So, Yeah, and we have a few people in the staff room, and we have a few guests. Oh, Brenda, I don't know if you heard at the beginning, but you know when I called in, oh my God, you were not on when they said, were you?
No, I was trying to figure out my friend's laptop with her Wi-Fi if it would even get on. I had to refresh a couple times because it wouldn't let me on the chat room or listen to the show. So I missed the whole about first 20 minutes.
Well, I Wednesday night before the show, I'm like, why don't I go over to see what this damn radio has to say. So I go in there, and because they were saying mean things about Liz and Jake and everything, so I kind of let, you know, I kind of said a lot. And the host DMing goes, we never go into you, sir, and do this to you. And I go, I'm so you have spies that you sent over. And so then... I was looking forward to hearing it at the end of the night, and they took it down. They took that episode down.
They're a bunch of hypocrites.
Yep.
They're so full of crap because one of their own was on our show for quite a while. So, you know,
yep.
And you notice she hasn't been on unless she's a guest. She has not been on since that night we all went over there.
Yep.
So apparently she got scared off because she knew.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, and since you were not listening in the beginning, my sister-in-law went to the doctor today. I'm so happy that I'm getting another little niece. Even though I've been telling, I know, the little boy, though, like, disappointed because they wanted more boys. I mean, because there's more girls than boys as of right now. And they go, we want a boy cousin. And I go, you guys will get a boy cousin someday, except not today. And I should have bet my brother at Christmas dinner. We were going to bet it. And I'm like, okay, what if I'm wrong? What if my feeling is wrong, but my feeling is right? So I should just bet him, and so now I'm like, next time I'm going to bet him. So, and we are supposed to get snow here Wednesday night.
Well, we're supposed to get a real Arctic blast where it starts tomorrow night through Thursday and in through Thursday night, but it's supposed to be Arctic weather. And the wind has been blowing since we left Red Lodge, so that tells me it's coming in. It's blowing in somewhere. So.
Yeah, well, it's been windy here, too. And the other night was a few wind.
We're almost home, so I'm so happy.
how long
does it take?
It took us 4 hours to get to Cody and another hour and a half, so about almost 6 hours. But we stopped.
Oh, that's not bad.
We stopped and kind of took our time.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in Cody for a while and kind of looked around, and then we kind of stopped at the little towns on the way up. So it was about 6 hours. But we're speeding. Well, my friend is speeding on the way up. She's so afraid we're going to get hit by a storm.
By the storm.
So
I don't blame her.
She's our speed racer. She's got the foot to the floor, I guess.
Pedal to the metal.
I'm in the very back of the Suburban with her laptop strapped in, hoping that we'll get it home safely.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'm sure
she's not laughing at me. She's telling me to shut up.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, I mean, the thing is, when you have a storm, you always try to be at home, but they are telling everyone in New York basically to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have no other choice.
It was in the 40s up in Cody. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
Well, I tell you, it was in the 40s here, too.
Yeah. And then we got to the mountain, and it was beautiful.
Everywhere.
The sun was out. I got snowburnt,
mm-hmm.
skied a lot, drank a lot.
Good. Had big fun.
partied a lot, and then I'm ready to come home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then you probably
this weekend, so I have to be home. So.
And is anyone doing anything fun for New Year's? Because I think I'm staying home. I mean,
we're going to go out, but I can't. I think I'm going to be the designated driver since I have to be up at 4 a.m. So I think we're going to stay till midnight and then come home because I can't sleep. I got to have at least 4 hours sleep.
Right.
Or I'll be, it's not long to work, but still, I like to have a little rest.
Well,
I'll have
Cherry
my little glass of champagne.
Well, Cherry and I are living on a couple of. How many hours of sleep did you get today?
Well, I haven't been going to bed till like 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning or something, so I got up about noon, I guess. I don't know. But Christmas Eve is the time I went to bed at 6 in the morning, so I couldn't sleep at all.
Yeah, and then you need... decided to play Guitar Hero at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but we tell her now she can't, she has to play it in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, I mean, so Brenda, you're going to be home in what, an hour or... will you be home before that?
We're almost to Casper, and it's another 20 miles to my friends, and then I pick up my truck and go up the mountain, and it's another 25, 30 miles. So I should be home at about, I'll probably cut out early from here as soon as we hit her house, maybe. I don't know. She needs to stop at Casper for a minute and get something at Walmart, so it might be a while.
Walmart is like a really good picture. I mean, they have, so we have a 50% of snow on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, we have a 70% of snow. I don't want it to snow. I don't want it. It can snow after I go. It can snow after I go to the fucking grocery store. But if I don't get to the grocery store and it snows, then the weatherman and I. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Jerry's the only one that's been having decent weather, right, Jerry?
Oh no, today it was warmer. The sun was out in the last week, and on Christmas it was raining. So, but yeah, it's clearing up now.
Well,
I said it's getting too cold here in Ohio.
Well,
it's cold everywhere. Just about.
Yeah, it's colder. You know, I'm like glue.
Fire or something.
Oh. Okay, Allie, I tried the video and it would not let me do it.
Hold on.
So, did anyone watch any soaps today
I watched Y and Aura.
I watched them on YouTube.
What is with Daisy? What is she trying to do? Is she trying? I don't get Daisy.
Hey, I was going to say, did anybody else think that Brenda on General Hospital, her boobs looked fantastic in that dress?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Yes, I thought, okay. I don't know why it was, but I thought so.
Yeah, fine.
Is that all you girls got to do is check out Brenda's boobs? If there isn't anybody's sex you'd rather be checking out?
was there, and I was just like,
it was real.
They was nice.
Okay.
Oh.
No. I didn't watch it today, so I don't really care for it right now. I'll watch it on Wednesday, the show.
I can't wait for the bus accident. I think that's going to be very thrilling, I think.
I know.
I think
okay,
right.
So you guys,
because
okay, Zeno Hostel is only on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, and then they'll be peace again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Lionel? Does anyone know if Lionel and Dave is doing it for a week or
I'm not sure. Maybe not. You know, this is the time of year when everybody is doing repeats. Daytime,
yeah.
Prime time, noon time. You know, everybody's doing repeats.
Except for, prime time, at least, you know, we get 3 new episodes of our soaps usually.
Mm-hmm,
and 2 days repeats a week. But it's just all damn repeats.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, and did you guys ever, well, Allie might be too young for this one, but did you guys ever see 30-something with it?
Yeah.
With
it?
Oh,
30-something, yeah. That was one of my favorite shows.
Mine,
yeah,
too.
Until they
that
took
show
it off,
excellent.
Yeah.
The show was excellent. Very, very
you know
good.
What, you can watch it on Netflix, since I have a Netflix account. They,
oh,
they,
really?
The first, you can watch it live streaming, so I watched the first 2 seasons already. But
oh, wow.
Seasons 3 and 4, they hardly have any. For season 3, there's only like 12 episodes on there so far to watch live streaming. And then season 4, there's like missing like about 5 episodes. I didn't realize that when I was watching season 4. But I cried when Gary died. I was calling Carly,
yeah, that was,
and crying.
Yeah.
I forgot he died.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
Gary,
oh,
died. That was the blonde-haired guy, right? Paul,
yeah.
Guy,
I was like all crying. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Jerry.
Why did he die? I remember.
Well, see, it wasn't, okay, what's her name? Nancy had just gotten, she was in the hospital for cancer, and she was.
Right.
And she just found out she was cancer-free. They took everything out, and so everybody was visiting in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary, Michael told Gary not to ride his bike. So he didn't ride his bike, which Gary didn't know that
the
until
accident.
After he was dead.
Right.
And the guy, they told him, no, he was in a car accident. It was a lot, 7 people died. It was like a pileup. And then he was on his way to see Nancy in the hospital, and he was bringing her a present. And so, he died on his way to see Nancy in the hospital. So, and
yeah,
I was
that
like,
was such a good series. Such
wasn't
a
it
good?
Good?
Yeah, it was.
I was so pissed
it.
Off that it ended. It could have gone
I
on another
it.
Season.
I know. How many years were it all around? 4 seasons?
4 seasons,
around
yeah.
4 seasons, yeah. It was such a good
hey,
show.
So I'm trying to find
tremendous.
A place to watch it, like season 3 or whatever. But they have that cast TV, but you have to pay to watch it.
You see, that's the part that I don't understand about CastNet. Now, I think Bridget was the one to tell me about that. About the
CastNet.
Because why you have to pay for some and others you don't have to pay for,
I don't
get it. Because you click on CastNet, then CastNet, then it tells you to go to click on somewhere else. And when you get to that somewhere else, you have to pay. I said, I ain't paying.
Yeah,
I'm not paying.
I know. Yeah.
Now, the only reason why I watch that is because of Dexter. Because I don't have to pay.
Yeah,
I know.
Dexter,
you know, because since I don't have Showtime, then when Bridget told me about Cass, I said, man, that's fantastic. So that's what is that sound? What the hell?
Excuse me.
Goodness.
Sorry.
What was that sound?
No, I
coughed.
I feel like I'm in the jungle or something. You know, you hear
that was me. I burped. Sorry about that.
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
Another, like, sound in the background or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's some of these old shows. Some of those old shows are better than the crap that they have on television now. You know, they're trying to throw.
It was, well, yeah, it is that. What was that?
What?
Okay. You hear it
too? Allie.
What?
All I said was I missed 7-7. Everybody got quiet.
Oh. No, because we keep hearing a weird sound. And
what weird sound?
It was just like, when I suddenly heard it first, it was like.
Yeah, I've been hearing it off and on all night. Just background noises. I don't know. But anyway.
Tell me whenever it happens again.
Okay.
Okay. Brenda, you still with us, right?
That was faint.
Yeah, that was very faint.
Damn it.
She can lose connection at any time.
Who?
Bridget.
Oh, me?
Bridget.
Yeah, I could. Hopefully not, though, because we don't have that much farther to go.
Good.
Okay, so on General Hospital...
Yes.
Who thought it was kind of shocking that Spinelli found a birth certificate or custody papers?
But not a death certificate.
Really?
Yeah, it was
I still don't think it's Dante's, though. I think it's Alexander's. He just wanted to help Brenda out.
That's what I think, too.
With the baby. So, yeah, I think she was already pregnant. Because remember she fainted the first time when he was doing flashbacks? I think she was already pregnant.
Yes.
And also,
she just fainted.
Have you noticed that in the flashbacks of her, especially by that damn car, they're not showing her stomach at all?
Yep.
Is she really pregnant in real life?
Sometimes
I read no, then it's a yes.
No,
she isn't pregnant. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay, why did you leave the room?
I'm here. Oh, did I? Oh, sorry,
hey,
I did.
Well, I just said you left. I was just...
Oh, I thought... Oh, I did. Oh. Okay.
Carly.
No,
I
was opening I open up different threads and I try to stay at the ones I'm in, but I can keep, I don't know, you know what I mean? I'm opening up different
things.
Well,
I know, her computer has been being ruined. Oh, by the way, Thursday, Days of Our Life is on, and that's the only show
Hold on. I wasn't really impressed with their Christmas episode today.
I wasn't either, Bridget.
I was pretty disappointed. They could have done a whole lot better than what they did.
Yeah, I wasn't really that impressed either.
I don't know. They should have had the whole family there that was still around and did all the bulbs. But it was just...
It's so different now. You know, back in the day, all the soaps used to make a big thing about the holidays, but no one's really busting their ass anymore. Thing over Christmas anymore, you know?
I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird that that Friday they said when Dad said to Sierra, oh well you can hang Sean and the one that passed away, the little boy, but they didn't include Cersei in the name or Bill. Sean's daughter, where's Sean's daughter's name, Sean and Bill's little girl? Maybe I mentioned who this year. Last year they were, like, mentioning, everyone.
Yeah. I think it was poorly done this year. I think they could have done a whole lot better planning with the holiday thing, because that was Alice and Tom's holiday, Christmas.
Yes, it was.
A very special time of year for the whole family, and only four, five people doing the bulb thing. It was that just to me. They had a whole house full doing all that.
It wasn't just Hortons over there either.
No, it was Brady's. And Harvers, and it was everybody.
The only one that won them was Stefano. You know what? Stefano's a bee, needs a big crier because, you know, because I cannot believe Stefano and Kate are getting into both.
He still loves Kate.
And a part of her, I think she cares about Stefano, but, she's trying to protect her family. And, of course, Stefano's being Stefano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he'll never change either. And EJ needs to be smacked upside the head, too.
I can't stomach that man. I just can't take it.
And Nicole, she needs to back off because those are not her kids.
Exactly.
Those are Sammy's kids.
Sam. And you know what, when AJ blamed Sammy on causing Johnny's, I think I'm wait a moment.
EJ started this whole thing from the very beginning. Threatening to run away with the kids. Well, you know, when a mother is freaking out, she'll do anything to protect her kids.
Desperation.
And you know what? EJ hasn't been Mr. Perfect Girl. I mean, you know, kidnapping his own daughter to think that she died and all this.
Yeah, he's a lot of crap.
Exactly. He has pulled a lot of crap. I wish someone would say, I wish someone would slap him. Oh, yeah, no, the person I don't like. Is the guard I hope prison, like, you know, when she, she walked, to say, oh my God, you're helping your brother, you know, when they have this, what the fuck are you talking about kind of look, like, and maybe he chose Race to deal with it because, you know, but I like Rafe. I really.
And Kayla's coming back. Oh, shit is going to hit the fan. Nathan, everybody's going to find out that baby is not Daniel's. And it's, because, see, Nathan and Stephanie are going to be moving. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the truth will come out before that even happens.
Right. They're not moving anywhere. No.
Grass
to grass, and I can't wait. I can't stand that, Stephanie. She needs her head slapped. Her and Caroline both deserve the karma.
Oh, my God, that's not okay. I read, well, I didn't mean this for the cherry wedding, about Caroline had a stroke.
Oh, yeah. I was looking in
Who had a stroke?
I was looking in the magazine. So I was at Walmart today, and I was looking in one of the soap magazines, and there was a preview. It looks like there's a picture of Caroline, she's in a hospital, and she just had a stroke. So maybe, I'm thinking, because I know Daniel finds out there was a picture about what happened. So maybe Caroline, thinking she's going to die or something, finally tells the truth.
Oh, boy.
About what happens.
Oh, boy.
Bridget, you're right. I have the Soap Opera Digest 2001 preview. And it says, "Yay, the truth comes out."
2011.
Yeah. Oh crap. Okay, fine. Okay, baby Paco, the Baptist is anything but a silent night when the truth about his paternity and Chloe and Phil's one night stand is revealed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. It all begins when Caleb returns to town, assuming that Caroline has already came clean about switching the DNA test. She really thought that once he left, they would take care of it.
Yeah.
All human between Kayla and Caroline would end. Ma Brady has to the church to seek refuge, unaware that the baptism is taking place. Kayla follows, and during their argument, she blurts out that Daniel is not the baby father. And Daniel is calm, like, excuse me, what did you just say? It's awful. He came
I'm
going to
feel so
comprehended.
Sorry for Daniel. That's
Great, though, at least Nathan and Melanie to get together. Thank God. I want them together so bad.
Yeah,
I
think they're going to get together somewhere down the road a piece.
Tell me the reveal that Philip is the biodial Paco and how she switched the test. All hell breaks loose. And Daniel attacks Philip. Oh, yeah. We go there. Colleen is shocked by the identity of Chloe's lover. Colleen feels like she's been betrayed as well. Daniel, she looks at Chloe and said, you need to tell me it was my son-in-law. This was the most important information. I will never help you. When things settle down, Karen explains how she didn't want another Kiarkis in the wood.
Oh my God. But you can't go around playing God, you know?
Yeah, okay,
and I'm going to tell you something. Maggie gets on my damn nerves, too, sometimes butting into people's business and, you know, take care of your own stuff, Maggie.
Yeah.
Carol.
She needs to confess up to her feelings for Victor.
She needs a damn man to take her focus off everybody else.
Okay, hear this. During her tirade against Victor, Karen has a stroke, and Kayla and Colleen and Daniel want to help her. I have to say, Caroline, this is amazing. It is a serious train wreck with a million cars colliding with all different kinds of directions. Caroline is rushed to the hospital. Kayla did not feel bad and guilty because she really didn't want this to happen. She started this to come out. Meanwhile, back at the church, Melody and Philip and Daniel and Chloe deal with the fallout.
Oh.
Wow.
That's gonna be something.
It's going to be very interesting.
When the shit hits the fan, finally, because it's been dragging out, boy.
Yep.
It's been months.
Gee. I mean, the child should be ready for school now. They've been dragging this thing out. Come on. You know, geez.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, that has been more of the secret than when they did the whole Grace, and Sydney thing, the babies.
Yeah.
But I think the longest baby twist ever in Dave's history was with Abe, Little Boy, and Bozo. I mean, when... You know, Lexi had Bo and Hope's kid, and, you know, that was, like, the craziest baby twist ever, too. And I thought that would never come out. That took almost, like, a good year or two.
You know, but I can't figure out why did they, this storyline with Johnny having eye cancer, what is the point? I mean, it's some kind of plot point. What is the point to that? I mean, what is that supposed to do? You know, I mean, I'm sure that it's not bringing Sammy and EJ together. So, I mean, what was the point of all of that? You know, I don't get that. Why is it always the kids? You know, but
I don't know.
And I'm tired of this going back and forth. Sammy's got the kids, and then EJ finds a way to get them back. I'm so sick of this. You know, will the kids please find a home? You know, they're going from one to the other, you know, but this whole eye cancer thing. I mean, why did it have to be like that? I mean, couldn't he just have scraped knee or something? I mean, why are they going to give the child eye cancer? Jeez. Anyways, it's a soap. What are you going to do? It doesn't have to make sense, I guess.
But that whole thing coming out with Philip and everything, that should be interesting.
I hope Melanie punches Stephanie's lights out.
I know.
I want her to knock her ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's known it the whole time.
Yep, the whole time. The whole time.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, so yeah, it's going to, it looks like it's coming out this week or next week.
Now
Because Kayla will be on tomorrow.
Wow.
Yep, because they did the next episode, because I was watching it on up at Red Lodge, and that, yeah, it's she comes into the pub tomorrow and gives Mama Caroline the evil look of
your
busted.
Uh-oh, not the evil look. Oh, no, not that.
I had Kayla on for a while. I mean, but I think that doctor is evil, that new Dr. Benley Bryan.
Yeah, he's working with the prison.
Yeah.
Board. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Chill, what are you looking at?
I'm just surfing the net while you guys are talking. I was trying to find a place to finish watching, like, 30-something, you know, but I can't find anything.
Oh, really?
That's just because it's freshly been, they just put it out on DVD, so it's kind of hard to, like, watch it for free online, you know?
Yeah.
Except you either got to go purchase it for $1.99 somewhere each episode, but I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the part I hate. Oh, yeah, you can look at the whole thing, huh? But... Even with Dexter, sometimes now it only stays free for a certain period of time. I see if I don't get it within a certain amount of days, then by the time I get back to Cast.net, then they'll transfer me somewhere else. Xfinity or something. Then I have to pay something, and you have to be a member of. Showtime, you know, you would have had to order Showtime in order to watch it free. So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
But all of that. But, oh, you know what, Terry? They were showing, was it last week or something? They were showing the Spartacus episodes. Back to back. I just came upon it accidentally. And they were showing that, and I miss that guy. I said, "Oh wow, I really wish he was able to come back." But I'm gonna find out how he's doing. I know he had to go under the chemo again. I'm just wondering how he's doing, because he was so good.
I'm wondering who they're gonna have to recast him. They
already did, because my sister says she saw the guy, you know, who's going to be the new Spartacus. She said he's a cutie, but still, you know, she feels bad too, just like I do. She liked that other guy, so, you know. And the prequel starts, what, the end of January?
I think January 27th.
Yeah, that's when the prequel starts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tune in to watch that, because...
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I can't wait for Being Erica starts the 26th.
Okay, now...
You know, I've watched that show a couple of times. It seems to be pretty interesting, but for some reason, I just can't hang with it.
Yeah.
You know, but it seems like it's
gonna
pretty
interesting. It's going to start getting pretty... going here pretty soon, because there's a lot of things going on it.
Okay, now, on Being Erica, how did it... She didn't choose any guy, did she? Did she?
I think the, well, she broke up with the one guy she chased after. And I think she kind of, I think the other guy she was kind of interested in. The other one that, the coffee guy.
Yeah.
That was the same as her, that did the same thing as she did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is he still going to be? Is he still going to be in there? Because I thought I saw a preview with him in there, too.
She's in there, yeah.
Okay, because I liked her with the other dude, man.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll still be on there.
Because that's what I hate. When you watch a TV show, you're getting to like this other couple, and then they got to screw around and add a third person to the mix. I can't stand when they do that. I cannot stand that. You know, it's like there was one TV show that I'm watching. I don't know what it is. There's so many that I watch that. They're kind of doing that right now. I don't know which one it is. I can't remember which one it is, but sometimes
I guess they feel there always has to be some kind of angst.
Yeah,
there's always some kind of angst to it,
and you fall in love with this couple, and then lo and behold, maybe it's just like what happened on Port Charles. I was like into Allison and Jamal, and then they had to bring in what's his name?
Rafe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Had to bring in Rafe. And I loved Allison and Jamal, and they threw Allison and
right.
Jamal on the bus for Rafe and Allison. And I couldn't stop. I couldn't watch it, really, after that. So I kind of stopped watching it after that. Because, yeah, I seem to watch soaps because for the couples. If I don't like the couples or,
I start out with the couple. Now,
yeah,
if,
me too.
If,
that's how I
if
follow
there
my...
are good storylines going on, then that's a plus. You know,
that's right. That's
but
that
I always tend
a staple
to fall in love
of
with
a soap
couples,
opera is the couples.
Mm-hmm.
That is a staple of what a soap opera should be, and that's why I don't like General Hospital right now, because they lost the definition of what a soap opera is really about.
They aren't even in the ballpark.
They're
anymore,
not even in the.
Know,
to me, soap operas are, you know, romance. I mean, they don't have that. I mean, they got couples on there, but they don't know how to write them. Like, they don't know how to write for Jason and Sam. They don't know how to write for this couple. All they show for is Chinese food and coffee or something. And maybe a little bit of, like, moments. What, their moments are nothing, though. I haven't seen any good moments.
Well,
you know, I don't know. They can't write for them. Even when they have an adventure, it's not even an adventure. He's saving her ass all the time.
Well,
how many times do you have to watch Jason Morgan saving Sam's ass with the she's gotten into the trouble she's been in? Oh, and I read on ABC message board somebody was writing, because they were watching the repeats of the Metro Court, and they were saying something like Sam started it all because she pressed that button. You know, when Jerry came in, she actually pressed that button. And
yeah, the emergency button.
It was her because of her. And then when she went out the window and when Amelia saw her on TV, that's when Amelia came to down. So basically Sam was like the what's the word I'm looking for?
He put everything in motion.
Yeah.
He put everything in motion. If it wasn't for her, none of that. Amelia wouldn't have come to town if she hadn't seen her on the TV, you know? And Sam, if she hadn't pushed that little button, then none of that would have happened. But then again, Jason and Elizabeth wouldn't have been in that elevator, so, you know.
But one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Yeah, well, I watched the scenes from the Metro Court. I said, and it sort of made me sad. I said, look how good the show can be and how sucky it is now. I mean, it's the acting was better, and, it was just so good. And that's only a couple or so years ago, three years ago? When was the Metro Court?
2007.
Huh?
2007.
Right, okay, right. That's what I said, three years ago. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
before I forget, tomorrow, you guys should come join us on the Rant Room. The Rant Room is very funny. I love co-hosting the Rant Room because, you know, sometimes they say really more crazy stuff. What?
I said you get to hear my mouth.
Yes,
and
you get here.
And what are we ranting about?
Anything.
Anything.
Life in general, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty much, we rant about JSAM at times.
Oh,
yeah, just because it's
good to get your feelings out.
You know, yeah, looking at this cover on the 2011 preview, they look like they photoshopped Kelly Monaco in because Becky looks great. Jason Steve looks always like he looks. But it just feels like they photoshopped Kelly Monaco in this.
Hey.
Anyone wants to find out anything for the 2011 preview? Let's see. Billy and Victoria, the couple will experience unexpected doors, but there will be a catalyst that will tie them into an umbrella story. So that's it. We can expect some really happiness for Billy and Victoria for the future.
It's about time. Probably going to
get pregnant. I hope so. Okay, Days of Our Lives. Let's see. Daniel, Corey, Philip, Nathan, Stephanie, Kate. It will all hit the fan, and it's a huge fallout. The viewers have waited a long time to see, and it takes a long time to play out. Melody learns she's pregnant. Nathan finds out about Stephanie's deception and calls off the wedding.
Yay!
Chloe takes extra measures to win back Daniel's love, but it backfires. What about little Parker? What will happen to him? Hope Bo calls it Ben Jennifer. Bo and Hope Bo reunite on the one. At the same time, Jennifer realized that Ben isn't what he seems. So she and Carly do some digging and stunning when they realize what's really going on in the prison. This is an exciting end to the story. But people are going to get Jennifer is left in a life and death situation. When they remove her heart, and only someone already in the cameras can help her figure it out. Maggie, Victor, Vivian, Brady. Brady? Brady's gonna kill Vivian. No, I'm kidding. Okay, Brady's gonna go back being the bad Brady. We like to see him as bad. He's going to take Tyson for himself. He and Kate will also strand Vivian and guys on a deserted island. But like a true bad Penny, Vivian is always turning up. It's pure comic relief. Okay, I need someone to answer this. Okay, they are going to go for real Gabby and sad, and Abby's coming back, but they cannot put Abby. They're thinking about putting Abby and as romance. They cannot do that, you guys.
Who's that?
Because they are cousins. Okay. They are bringing Abby back for real Abby, sad, and Gabby, the four of them. But they cannot put Will and Abby together because they are cousins.
Child, they can do anything they want to do. Being
okay,
listen.
Oh, I like this for One Life to Live. Molly's going to get crazy before she gets saner. We will see Molly atone. If she wants to blow Natalie out of the bottle, she could. How long will she keep this going? Why can't we just get rid of Molly, please? Please,
I know. I agree.
I thought she was supposed to be leaving the show anyway. I thought I learned that a long time ago, I guess.
Well, I mean, remember, she is the only breadwinner right now because Phyllis and Kay left AMC.
We don't really know that. We don't know what other things he has going for him, you know. We don't know that. But we're assuming because he's not on a soap. Maybe he got some prime time gig. One never knows. Because he's a pretty good actor. I like Forrest and Care.
Hey, I was looking at you thing. Did you know that we both have a JFAM list now? Both on also.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I decided to point that out to you. I saw that today. I'm like, wow.
As listeners?
Yes.
They've been there for, I mean, I think they went and came in like the first show. So I think it's kind of hilarious that they go and claim that they know nothing about our show, but yet we have JFAM
yes.
listeners.
Yeah, oh yeah. That
from,
is this.
From the show.
Yep. Yeah, but it's just hilarious.
We can rant
you know
about
what?
It more.
Exactly. And you know what? It's too bad Sam is not on that damn bus because Sam, oh God, you know, if Sam was on the bus.
She ruined the whole essence of the crash.
Oh, that's true.
Because at least Jason's by himself, and hopefully he'll find Cameron and be around Cameron.
Yeah, true.
Yep, yep.
You know, I read. Okay, but what is the song they keep playing? That song, you know, for the promo of it, I like the song, but I don't know who's the buy in.
What do you mean the song?
There is a song that they are singing during the promo of December 29th. It's a perfect day, and then it's a perfect night. But there's a song added like in the background of it.
I think Scott Reeves is singing. Or is that his
yeah,
name?
Scott Reeves.
Yeah.
Is singing.
I think he's singing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love the previews there. I love how they said to the perfect day, the perfect night.
You know what? That song that they've been playing with Brenda and Sonny, I love that, Home Again.
Who sings that?
I don't know her name, but I really do like her.
All I have to say is they better well damn go through with it this time because this is the third time that
they will be getting married.
I mean, my gosh, this is enough's enough. Either marry her or shit or get off the pot. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Damn tired of this back and forth crap.
Oh yeah, I agree, and you know what was real though? That Brenda met Brooklyn at the wedding. Now I'm thinking, so you telling me that Lois and Brenda stopped seeing each other? I mean, because I thought that Lois was like on to with, like, Ricky Mountain's character all these years, so. I was just thinking that was a little strange. Yeah, The Rant Room is on Tuesdays. Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Central Time with 5 p.m. Pacific. Come and join Carly. Here is the link. Yeah, here's the link.
Thanks, Carly.
You're welcome. Brazil, you're almost home?
Well, I would be if my friend would get her ass out of Walmart.
Oh, gosh, she's still in Walmart. Oh, my God.
I'm in the Suburban, and she's in her and my other two cohorts are in Walmart.
That's why I was going to ask Sully. Sully, how was going to Walmart that day that
talking about Black Friday?
Yeah, you were going like the 2 days before Christmas, so the day because you didn't get all your gifts ready.
Yeah, it was at night. It was like they opened the door. Well, they actually never closed the doors. But I got a couple of things, but it was so damn crowded, and people were throwing boxes on the floor, and you know, people walking over stuff, but. It was interesting. I got a couple of things, you know. I got a couple of things, but it's crazy. I really don't like to go to when they have these sales like that because people, I don't know, people are wild, man. People are really crazy.
They get crazy.
Well,
oh
yeah,
God.
They say. Because of the storms on the East Coast, that New York is losing, like, I don't remember how much they said, but because of the after week sales of everything, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I haven't been out back to the mall yet, but I'm like, do I really want to go? And I'm, you know, I'm like, but I need to go get me a calendar. That's what I need. I need a calendar of 2011.
Well, you can get that from the bank. You can get to that at the bank. Sometimes
the
banks
have them.
Get
them for free.
Huh?
I wouldn't pay money
right.
for a calendar when
right.
you can get them for free.
No
you can walk into any bank or something
right.
like that
the
and get a free one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Carrie
go
to
has
the dentist.
Nice.
The dentists have calendars, too.
Carrie has a nice, though.
I don't know if they do that now, because like when I would go get my teeth cleaned in the beginning of the year or at the end of the year, they would give me a free Norman Rockwell calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do that anymore. I haven't been to the dentist for a long time, so it's been about a year, so I know I need to go.
Right,
well, I'm getting medical.
Okay,
I'm getting medical insurance when I start my new job, so.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get
going then, Carrie.
I know, and then I'm
going
to go to the, like,
ooh,
the doctor. I'm going to go get my blood work done.
Oh, am I breaking up?
I have a problem with cholesterol in my family, so. And I have a, what do you call it, problem, a thyroid problem, so.
Mm.
I think I'm under, I think I have hyper.
Yeah, I have an underactive thyroid.
I think it's underactive. Yeah, mine is underactive.
I take meds for that. Yeah, it's better to have that than to have it overactive.
Oh, really? What does underactive mean? What does that mean?
You know, I'm not quite sure. Oh, I do know that, you know, like
Doesn't Marcel have an overactive thyroid? So that's why you're putting on weight, is underactive. You're tired a lot.
And there are times when like women confuse the thyroid problem with menopause, you know, because sometimes you don't feel. Yeah, you know, they say, and then you go to the doctor and say, no, that's not it.
That shouldn't happen to me until I'm like mid-40s or something. My sister hasn't
even
yet.
Yeah, through the menopause, you have the perimenopause.
Oh, crap, Shirley. Okay, thanks a lot, man.
Oh, no, I'm not.
In the 40s. That's when I started having mine.
Okay.
My
girls don't have enough.
My grandma, Shirley.
Huh?
I am 40.
Oh, well.
Well,
it's all downhill, Bridge.
Oh, damn it.
My grandma had gauze when she was like 54 or 55, and like for the foam and sale, I was gone. So, but then my mom didn't, well, my mom really didn't go through it bad because she had a hysterectomy.
Right.
But
she
had a little of it, but she didn't hit, that didn't hit her until she was like 57.
My mom, because when she used to come, I thought she used to bring her work home with her, but now that I think back, it was because she was going through menopause and she was in those moods.
Because
it lasted a long time. Like,
Some
I used to get mad
years.
At her. She used to give me, be mean to me, and I used to, like, write hate you notes to her, like, I hate you, Mom, and I'd lock myself in the... Now I know that it was probably she was going through her menopause, and she wasn't bringing work home with her.
Right.
And, yeah.
But that's something we're not talking about. But, I mean, my mom said that, you know, Grandma was just getting crabby and crabby and more crabby out. And my mom finally looked at her one day and goes, "What in the hell is wrong with you?" And Grandma goes, in a whisper, but Grandma said in a whisper, "I'm going through the same."
And I was
in the room, and I remember this, and I freaked out because I felt the same in your period. So when I got my period, I freaked out like, "Oh no, I'm gonna end up like Grandma."
Oh,
and I
right,
told
Mom
that, and she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "No, that's a different kind of what Grandma is going through. Is hard, but you know." It's harder, but what you're really going through is easier but harder. And I'm like, okay.
Every woman's different. But you see, the best thing about menopause is that no more babies, okay? You can have unprotected sex. You don't have to worry about, no, I'm just kidding. You never have unprotected sex. But
unless you are married.
Huh? Oh,
unless
you are married. Yeah, if you're married.
Yeah, I mean.
You better not have unprotected sex. But that's the only good thing about it, you know. Let me see. There's so many. I mean, women talk about all the negative things, you know. There are some positive things about if it gives you a new sense of freedom, like I said, a new sense of freedom.
Yeah.
Although you may grow a mustache, but oh gosh, what am I talking about this for?
Well,
I'm not going through that anymore. That's all behind me. What the hell do I care about that? What is that
sound?
I mean, the sound is back. It sounds like somebody got the radio on or something. It's weird.
Hi, Cherry.
Yeah. I'm here.
Allie, was that you?
It is.
Hey, guess what? Simon Baker of The Mentalist scores huge contract. Simon Baker signed a huge deal with CBS over the break. His deal includes a $30 million payday for the next few seasons and executive producer credits for season 5. That's like 2 years away. I guess the studio execs are assuming the ratings will stay up and aren't planning to can the show anytime soon.
Oh, good for them. This is The Mentalist. I hear that it's a pretty good show.
That's a really good show. I love that
show.
Yeah,
I haven't watched
funny.
It.
He's an Australian guy, too.
Aren't they all? Everybody's Australian. The guy who plays Spartacus was Australian.
I know.
Yeah. they're taking over. Where are the American actors? Where are they?
Well, that is, you know, that is just true. What?
Oh, it just says Michelle Williams speaks on Heath Ledger's death for the first time.
Who?
Michelle Williams, when she was with Heath Ledger, she's got a little girl.
Oh,
she said she can't find any meaning to his death.
Oh, wow.
I love
Heath
Ledger. He was an Australian actor. He was a really good actor. But, you know, sometimes he got the Academy Award for the Batman, for putting the Joker, because that he died, you know. Kind of sad to say, but
it was
I was
very
glad
sad.
He won.
I felt so bad for him. I don't know why. I said, I don't know this man. But, you know, just sometimes, you know, certain people, I don't know, it just hits you, you know, and his death was, it's just very, it's very sad. Somebody's got a radio playing in the background or a TV or something. I'm not going totally crazy. I know I'm almost.
You're
there,
not going, no.
But not totally.
Damn, that's not it.
What?
Sorry, I'm trying to find the damn song in the promo.
Oh, okay.
Allie, what you doing there?
Allie's trying to find the damn song in the damn promo.
Thank you.
It's
you're
the promo where they show Sonny and Brenda, and then they show Jason and Sam under the mistletoe. Okay.
No.
Huh?
No,
that's not the one.
I'm trying to find the song for the when the bus crashes.
The song that singing.
There's two songs. There's two songs. There's one that Scott Reeves is singing, which I'm thinking is a Christmas song or something. It has Broken Hallelujah in it.
Okay.
And then there's another one that says Hang On When You're Barely Breathing.
But that's not him.
Towards
right?
the end.
That's not him singing.
No,
that
that's
one,
not
right?
him. It's a girl singing.
Oh, okay.
I can't find it anywhere. It's pissing me off.
Damn it. next Monday, I'm having a show, but if I sound weird, it's not my fault, so, yeah.
But all of your shows are weird. What's the difference, Carly? They're all weird. It's going to be weirder than most? What is this going to be about?
No, because I'm going to be having, like, a doctor appointment, and it might be longer, and I don't know if they're going to, you know, drug me or not, so I just wanted to warn you people. If I sound drugged, okay, Jay?
What?
If I sound drugged, you take a noble.
Carrie sounds so bored sometimes. What?
Yeah, hey, no, you'll do fine when you're, like, drunk. We sounded drunk that one night, so you can do fine that, when you sound drunk. You know, my sister put a bottle. She had surgery yesterday the other day, and Christmas Day she forgot to bring it to my mom's because she's an alcoholic, and so she can't have any type of drugs that she's going to be addicted to. So every time she has surgery, she gave them to my mom. I came into my room today, and they're in my room. And I'm like, okay.
I'm
going to go take some Vicodin and get addicted to Vicodin now.
Oh, God. Vicodin. Oh, my God.
It's up for your pain, right? Vicodin is for pain, huh?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
Vicodin. Vicodin is really good.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I should keep it just in case something, I get hurt or big or, like, really, really bad cramps or something.
Jimmy, I know. Vicodin.
No, I'm going to give them to my mom. Whenever I see her,
My dad just had elbow surgery, and so the doctor gave him Valium or Vicodin, and I called him and just make sure he was okay, and he doesn't remember talking to me.
That was an accident.
Sorry.
What?
You don't remember.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Carly. Go ahead with your story about your dad.
No, but no, he didn't remember talking to me. He was on bike and...
Why don't you tell him about the story you told me when you went for surgery with your dad when he was in surgery? We're not streaming live anymore, so you can't say that. Why he doesn't want you to be there anymore when he wakes up from surgery. It's really,
he was in.
You had me cracking up laughing when you said it.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay, so he was having his varicose veins done, and because that one's in his family, thank God I don't have that. And so they were repairing it or whatever. He wakes up and he looks at me. He goes, "I cannot feel it." And I must be really blonde because I did not understand what he was talking about. And he kept saying, "I cannot feel it."
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, "Yeah." And then he pointed. And I ran out of the room and got the noose. And I go, "I don't know what to do. He cannot feel it." And ever since then, he doesn't want me to go because I start laughing.
No, you said no. You made a comment of you can't feel it. You said something else that was really funny.
Well, what can he feel? What
did you say?
Feel?
You said something else.
I'm trying to remember. Like
you got it paralyzed or something.
Yeah, his penis is paralyzed.
He couldn't feel his body or what?
He listened, and she goes, "Well, Dad, I think it's paralyzed."
That's what Carly said. She put it. You know what? I wouldn't want you behind in the room either. If you come up with statements like that, gee, I'm just coming out of surgery, and this person tell me that I have some kind of paralysis.
Oh my God, that was.
Oh,
no,
geez.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, I told her that was mean. I told her that's
gee,
like you saying
with
me in the surgery with me, and I'm like my breasts are numb, and she'd be like something like, "Well, they're
to my thing."
Your defense?
The only reason I said that, what I said, because while I had surgery, I could not go to the bathroom for 2 days. Nothing would go for me. I couldn't go. It was like, I don't know if I was. And I asked the doctor, "Does some of the anesthesia do it?" And she goes, "Yeah. Sometimes the anesthesia and you go in the bathroom even though you didn't have an operation now. And that's why I said the paralyzed thing, because I was just thinking about me." And
so funny.
And
but Carly, what's you don't funny. Tell somebody who's just coming out of surgery about being paralyzed. Look, I mean, you know, geez.
No, it was funny though. If you knew her dad, though, that comment, I don't think it affected him very much.
Oh, really?
No, he didn't. No, he goes.
He probably gave her the look like, "Get the hell out of here, you little bitch."
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is this dear old dad?
Sorry. Okay, yeah, no. Hey, we talk like that. We talk to each other like that all the time, Shirley. It's like an endearment now.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, like, we get on the phone and we're like, "Hey, bitch, how are you doing?"
Oh, Lord.
Is Allie still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Allie, we're going to start doing a cheese. I'm kidding.
What's
that texting
don't.
You? You know, I'm kidding.
Bridget, are you still here?
Bridget.
Yes,
she's waiting for her friend to come out of Walmart.
Well, they're coming. I'm just get off of here because I want to get home so I can go home and go to bed. I'm tired.
Do you see any snow yet, Bridget? You see any?
No. Shoot, it's 34 degrees here, and the wind is blowing like a sucker. So we won't get any, they said, till Tuesday night.
Okay.
But we just wanted to get home early.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
I'm
burping.
You know why? Because you had that sandwich.
And then I finished off the peanut brittle, probably.
You finished?
Yeah. And then I just had some, I finished off the jello salad that was in the kitchen. And then we said, there's just a little bit left. So that's probably why.
You've been going on a
I haven't eaten all day, kind of. So I had a sandwich and then. Well, I had been munching on the peanut butter all day, so.
That's why you haven't eaten.
My mom got my dad. My mom got the peanut butter from my dad, but I told her, Mom, I don't think it's a good idea because he has no teeth. He's got the false teeth, and, you know, so it's not a good idea to have the peanut butter. And my mom's like, well, just take a box away. I go, well, I could take a box. I offered because I know myself. And she's like, yeah, maybe you should take a box from him. And then she gave him a box of Whitman's chocolate. That candy is like all gone. He ate the whole two layers
Whitman's
a day. I only had like a couple of pieces last night. So he loves peanut brittle though. And there was this peanut brittle sitting on my mom on the desk, but it wasn't for him. And he noticed his peanut brittle. He's like, whose is this? And my mom's like, oh, Alec, it's not for you. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he's grabbing it again. He's like, whose is this? And we're like, Dad, it's you have peanut brittle. And then he put it down, and then he goes, whose is this? Because he didn't remember. And so I finally took it away, and I put it in the kitchen so he couldn't look at it and notice it again. Funny.
Girl,
no,
you know
funny.
What? I have. I'm starting to read this new fanfic. It's on this site called Rendezvous.
Yeah.
And the what's the title now? Hot for Teacher. And it's about Jason and Liz and Sunny and
what's that
Irish chick on the show now? What's her name? You know, the Irish Lucky's woman.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, well, she's a character in it. I mean, talking about, well, how can I put it? It's classic smut, but it has good storylines.
Classic smut, okay.
Yeah, it's classic smut.
Not like the smut today.
Jason would never do stuff like that. Not my Jason. He wouldn't do stuff like that. But that is some. But I figure maybe, you know, when you girls are bored or something, y'all could take a read because it's hot. It's something else, man. Something else.
Maybe I'll check it out.
It's called Hot for Teacher, and it's on this site called Rendezvous, which is a fanfic site.
Okay, Mom. Remember Terry Ross summer we were reading that really hot Jason and Liz story about he finds her in Paris and they were having a lot of sex in that one?
That was the one that I think Shirley's the one that got us onto that one. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, what was that? Okay.
It was the where Jason, I think Liz, she lost her memory, which she couldn't remember.
Oh, yes, that was
who she was, and then Jason.
Yeah.
She was painting
this
picture, and she couldn't understand why the faces looked familiar.
Right,
and they thought she was dead. And Jason went to Paris, and he noticed her like.
Right.
We're walking, but she was.
Richard, you were reading that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was given, and what's her name? The other Cassidy, not Nicholas, but.
I know.
They were supposed to bring on him on the show, Castadine, and he kept her captive.
I don't remember. I've been reading so many of these things, and I really forget.
Would have been a really good story if they would have continued, if they would have really developed that story or something about Valentin Castadine, and maybe write something like that where this person gets obsessed with her and Jason's the only the person that could come in and help her, rescue her, because he tries to keep Jake away from everybody, and you know, and then he's keeping her hostage. I don't know, but that would have, you know.
There's so many things you know, to write, but first they have to get a set of good writers. Other than that,
But
you know, like in this fanfic that I'm reading now, Hot for Teacher. It's funny because they did a switch, whereas Liz, she's the older person. She's like 32, 33, something like that. And Jason is her student who just turned 18.
Oh, really?
You know, so they did a switch. I said, oh, that's interesting. Interesting, you know, but it's like I said, it's classic smut. So if you're into smut,
and that
like
story
is
Jason living with Sunny?
Yes. And he's actually Sunny's son.
Uh huh.
I mean, so weird because Sunny had him when he was 15. Because Sunny had an affair with an older woman who was 37, something like that. You know, and I said, "Oh well, who comes up with this? 15, and Jason's mother died. She died of cancer. There's something else. I said, "Oh my God!" I mean, but some of the sex, I said, "Good Lord, classic smut, baby."
And
said,
Jason's not innocent in it.
Huh?
I said Jason's not innocent in it.
Oh, please. Jason's not innocent anyway. But, I mean, but Jason is, he does some wild things, boy. I said, oh, boy. Down, boy. I don't know. But it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Okay, Terry, you were right. Terry, well, I'm like, oh, we are going to have an hour or so.
Yeah.
And you said, oh no, it's going to last 2 hours. And you know what? Fucking right.
Well, actually, it's probably good this way, too, because if you have the hour, then it only live streams instead of 11 o'clock. It goes off at like 10 or something. Or
well,
whatever.
Yeah. And I hope someone's going to be good and not do what she did the last time and got us kicked off.
That was not called for, Missy.
I said she was going to go off in a couple minutes. And so I decided, 30 seconds. I counted 30 seconds. And lo and behold, it went off in 30 seconds. Okay, I should shut up now.
Yeah, you move.
Okay.
But this is real. You didn't go into Walmart. Every time I go into Walmart, even though I don't need anything, I feel like I could buy something.
No, I've seen Walmart too much this last couple of weeks. I don't need to see it anymore. I can have my break from Walmart for a while.
Myself just wandering around Walmart and buying shit I don't need. Like, I'll get home and unpack the shit and be like,
why did I buy this?
I have trash bags. I didn't need
I don't know. You guys should keep all receipts because if you don't have the receipt, then they are mean. If
I took the socks that I got my dad for to Walmart, and I didn't have a receipt, but since it was less than, like, $6, they gave me the money back. And then I exchanged a sweater, a cardigan that my niece, I liked the cardigan, but I want.